I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. This one's going to be short and sweet, to the point, maybe a little bit of a little powerful one. I don't know, man, but you'll never guess what time it is. It's 11:53 p.m. I think it still counts if I record this after midnight for the day, because it's still the day and I'm still awake. But long story short, I'm with some family today. One of my uncles comes up and asks me what I do when I lose that fire, or I lose that drive, when I know I need to get something done, but I don't want to do, when I don't want to do it, what do I do to get that spark or that fire back? How do I get that feeling of, or how do I get that drive? How do I get it back? And I thought about it for a second, and my next answer, and I kind of feel bad for even saying this, but it's true, I really do feel this way, but I looked at him and I said, it sounds so cocky, but I just haven't felt that way in a while. It's not like, oh man, I'm not going to hit the gym today. I'm not going to ice bath today. I don't want to do it. It's just so hard. You know, it's just not, I haven't had that in a while. And that's the truth. I haven't had the I've lost my drive, I guess, but I don't not execute. So therefore, do my drive even leave? Because drive would be me having the ability to do something, and I still do it regardless. So therefore, has it even left? Did I even have it? You know? So that was my answer in the moment. We started talking back and forth a little bit. And now that I've kind of stewed over it the last few hours, the answer that I think I would give now would be, I don't ever want to go back to feeling how I felt before I started all of this. And that was feeling depressed, feeling like I was living a depressing life, not having any goals or direction in life, not having any kind of goal or purpose or intentions to be better, not challenging myself, not growing in any way, not even going to the gym, not reading, not doing anything. And I was very sad. I was very down and discouraged and just feeling like a piece of shit. I was not confident. I had no self-esteem. I had nothing, just no direction. And I don't ever want to feel that way again. Because right now I feel incredible. I feel fulfilled. I feel a lot more confident than I ever have in my entire life. I'm the strongest I've ever been. I'm in the gym. I'm kicking ass. I just don't want to not feel this way ever. And I know the quickest way to feel that way again is to bail out on the goals and the promises that I made with myself. It's to stop the podcast, to stop the ice bath, to stop hitting the gym, to stop eating clean, to stop eating so much protein, to stop drinking water. You know, it's to stop reading, health books or business books or whatever. Stop listening to podcasts. That's the quickest way back to where I was. And so anytime that I think about not doing one of those things that I just mentioned, I don't actually think this, but you know, like in the moment, I don't think this, but you know, now here I am now thinking about it. If I am sitting here and it's 184 episodes in and it's midnight and I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to record a show, I'll just skip this one. That is one giant step backward and closer to that old me that I was. And I don't ever want to feel that way. I don't ever want to think that I'm heading in the wrong direction. And I think there's a lot of things that are actually inevitable that force us backward. But I think it's how you react to that and how you adjust and pivot and change the direction of where you're going. Because if I accidentally missed a show, that I think I still view that as one giant step backward, because I let myself slip. I let myself fall off track and miss an episode, meaning that I would not have a perfect streak of 7,305. And that's not the goal. I do not want that. So, I don't know where I was going with that, to be honest with you. But all I'm trying to say is I don't ever want to go back to feeling the way I was. I don't ever want to go back to living that kind of life that I was once living, because everything that I've done up to this point has gotten me millions of miles away from how I used, not millions, thousands of miles away from where I used to be. I don't want to be that way ever again in any way, shape, or form. And so what do I do when I'm losing drive or focus or I don't want to do something? I just think, okay, if I don't do this, I'm at a fork in the road and I can take the left and I can get closer to my goals, or I can take the right and I can go on the fucking speedy freeway back to my old self. And if I think about it that way, I don't ever want to take the right way, on the right side, I should say, of the fork in the road in this metaphor. I don't ever want to take the right side. I always want to take the left, because the left is going to get me to my goals. The right is going to take me further away from them faster. So to answer the question simply, I don't ever want to feel shitty about my life again. And I know not doing the things that I need to do is going to get me there quicker. So that's the answer that I would give. So with that being said, that's the show. Pretty short and sweet, but that's all I have. And it is still 11:59 p.m., April 20th. So we did it. Still April 20th. So that's the show. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you later. Also, I'm tired as fuck, if you couldn't tell. But we're still getting it done. So anyway. Oh, also, Lakers lost the first game. Sick. I'm pissed. But anyway, okay, bye. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.